This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of August 30th to September the 3rd. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and as such, has his finger on the pulse, has his thumb on the the people that come up with all this information. He's there. He's on it. He's at it. So we have the top 10 stories, top 10 people list, and believe it or not, they're connected. And that's really inspiring, Michael. Congratulations.
I love connecting them dots.
Yes.
That's what all about.
So let's do it. The dot, dot, dot.
Should we connect a few dots here? Okay,
please.
Number 10. Social media bias and influence, along with the Jeopardy story. Jeopardy fired Mike Richards from his job as the executive producer. Poor guy is smacked into the wall of political correctness. And number 9,
I'm not sure he was that great a guy to begin with.
Well, I mean, be a game show host, you have to be, you know, a holy man.
Right.
I mean, think about it. It's a game show.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Jeopardy like it's, you know, the new Pope. It's a game show.
Look at all the attention it's gotten.
But I mean, think about how political correctness. I mean, I don't know, Mike Richards. You know, he was like a shock jock at one time. He made a few podcasts. He said some nasty things in the spirit of being a bad boy and a rogue, which happens in media.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know, his indiscretions in the workplace. I mean, now things are coming out. But what I find amusing is how the producers and public relations people behind the game Jeopardy have somehow created the illusion that Alex Trebek, you know, may he rest in peace, was some type of a holy man.
Mm-hmm.
that right. You know, who can fill his shoes? You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's a game show. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, Elijah McClain.
You know what it does? It speaks to our perspective on things and how everything is so distorted and warped. And
yes,
part of that happens, I think, because of discussions on some of the stations with some of the hosts that we talk about here on this program. There's distortion. It's hard to know what's real and what isn't anymore. You're right. I hadn't thought about it that way, but you do. You put it into you've put it into a category as if it was one of the most important things, life and death. It's not a life and death issue. It's a TV game show.
It's a game show.
Alex was a swell guy, and
he was a great game show host.
Yeah.
You know, they hired Alex Trebek a year or two ago to moderate a serious debate in Canada about a local issue in the media there, because he's a Canadian. And
yeah,
he made a joke. He made some kind of a flippant joke during it, and it triggered a controversy. How could the moderator of a debate take this so lightly? And he said, I'm a game show host. You know, if you hire a game show host to moderate a debate, what do you expect? You know, he knew. The whole Jeopardy thing is a fascinating exercise in public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And as to whether or not they blew it with the, you know, the debacle of the replacement of Alex Trebek and all of the parade of people and the LeVar Burton thing.
Well, they built up expectations, and that's what, you know, so they've tripped on their own you-know-what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, should we do number 9?
Why not? Let's keep going.
The Elijah McClain.
You-know-what. Go ahead.
Yeah, go back to number 10. I could talk about that all day. I find Jeopardy fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a microcosm of everything in our society. You know? Crazy stuff.
What do you find? The question is, what do you find to be a microcosm of our society? And the answer, Michael, is?
What is Jeopardy? And that's the first time in all the years I've been watching Jeopardy, and I'm a big Jeopardy fan,
right,
that I've actually answered it with a question. I would lose because I would forget to go, what is? I've always found that to be an annoying part of the show. Why do they have to have that cockamamie question-answer thing? What's that about?
What a great expression, cockamamie.
Yeah. I'm so tired of this.
All right, I know. Let's keep moving.
You know, and that guy, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. The big star, the greatest game show. I feel like I'm pulling a Biden here.
The greatest game show host of all time?
The greatest game show contestant of all. Ken Jennings.
Jennings.
He's the first celebrity fill-in host, and every time he would finish, thank you, Alex. Like, thank you, Alex.
Well, I think
like
they still, in the credits of the program, they still they pay tribute in memory. I think it says, there's a slide that says, in memory of Alex Trebek.
Yes, you know, which is fine. Look, I take nothing. I don't want to deny Alex Trebek any of the great credit he deserves. I'm just simply pointing out that it's a game show, and Alex Trebek was a very, very slick, very polished, very smart game show host. We don't know sometimes the difference between a game show host and a religious figure or a politician or somebody appointed to a position of, you know, running a hospital. I mean, it's just what you said before. There's tremendous distortion.
Well,
enough said.
Could that be said? Well, no.
I keep trying to move on, but this is interesting.
I'll carry it one step further. Might we have that attitude toward a lot of the people who become godlike who are talk radio hosts? I mean, look at the attention paid to Rush Limbaugh. And maybe that's, you look at some of these other people.
But Rush Limbaugh Rush Limbaugh was involved in influencing public policy and public opinion about important things.
Mm-hmm.
Game show hosts, I mean, they're judged on how smooth they are, if they don't flub, if they seem credible, and if occasionally, with Jeopardy, which is a real tightrope, moderating, hosting Jeopardy is difficult because you've got to be smooth, but, you know, heaven forbid you step on the show or you try to step out as the star of the show, you're going to get in trouble. And Trebek just walked that line very, very carefully. It's very difficult, very difficult role. When you make something big, bigger and more important than it really is.
Sure. And Merv Griffin, whose idea these shows were, was a genius at that. One of the smartest people to ever be involved in the entertainment business with the creation of both those shows at the same time, 30-some-odd years ago. And because of those things, never mind everything else that he did, he became a billionaire.
But
he
was a talent. He was a great talent. He was a talk show host.
Yeah.
And he was a great creator of original ideas for programming.
He was.
And he was a brilliant businessman, all in one package.
He was a very... I sat next to him. He invited me to a Christmas party, or I was seeing somebody at the time, so I went to a Christmas party that he had. I'm trying to remember when it would have been in the, like, 96, 97, somewhere in there. And his best friend in life was... the actor who was I can picture him now, I'm trying to come up with his name, Italian name, great character actor. And he sat on one side of him, and I sat on the other side of him. And it's just I didn't really contribute much to the conversation. He wanted to know how long I've been in talk radio, and what did I talk about, and yada, yada, yada. But he came across, he was the king of the room, and yet he was not trying... he wasn't trying to foster that. It was his party, but it was everybody's party. You know what I mean? He was that kind of a guy.
And he can cry if he wants to.
Look, we spent 10 minutes talking about
you. We just slipped on a banana peel. We may as well go home.
Excuse me.
Why don't you take a break, and then we'll come back and get the show back on the road.
Okay, we'll do that. Back on the road again. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 9:15.
Time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin, who are responsible for losing tons and tons and tons and probably hundreds of tons of pounds. People that get on the Calitrin program lose weight and keep it off. Check it out for yourself at toploss.com. You want to lose weight and keep it off? Toploss.com. When you buy the product, check out using the discount code DJV for the best values, the BOGO deals that they have, especially over this Labor Day weekend. Super sales. Calitrin takes the natural approach to losing weight and keeping it off and does it so successfully. All right, so we haven't gotten through the list yet. Why don't we go back?
See, I mean, we can get through the list at least. Let's talk about Mike Richards more. Why don't we bring him on this show? Call it the DJVM show.
Okay. I'll remember. Okay. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
So at number 9, we have the Elijah McClain case, and that ties with race relations and police reform. And the California recall is at 8. At 7, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia. At 6, we have the economy, supply chain issues, inflation, fears, and the infrastructure. At 5, we have Texas abortion and gun laws, and that's tied with immigration reform. At number 4, we have January 6th committee and Trump election fraud claims. He's still running around saying he won the election, but with friends like Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell, who needs enemies. At number 3, climate change, Hurricane Ida, and wildfires. Terrible, terrible, terrible things happened in both Louisiana and the Northeast. Yep. At number 2, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, mandates, and madness. And at number 1, the Afghanistan withdrawal. And if you want me to go on with the people we can.
The people list we'll do in a couple of moments. The top 10 people list, a chart presented and prepared by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Also find them on our social media and at DJVShow.com. It's 21 after the hour. We'll continue. And I actually want to dig around in some media ownership stuff when it comes to talk radio. That's next.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after, Michael. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the charts presented every week by the research done at Talkers Magazine. You find the charts listed, as I said, at talkers.com, along with lots of other things, news and information about what's going on among us in the talk radio world. We have not done the people list because, Michael, you've gone off onto a tangent. And
I know.
Yes.
I was undisciplined.
Yes, very.
You know who number 10 is?
Yes, I do.
Mike Richards. Want to talk about him?
I think we've had enough of him.
Okay. And number 9. Well, I'll tell you, he's very interesting.
I know we've had enough of this guy, frankly.
Gavin Newsom?
Oh, my God, what a baloney. He's a gabunga.
Don't be so sure.
How am I so sure?
Don't be so sure. Gavin Newsom has a lot of things going for him, as well as things that you can take shots at. And, of course, Larry Elder is tied with Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
And
in more ways than one, it would appear, according to the polls. Anyway.
Very interesting. Actually, what's happening now is the Democrats are alarmed that Larry Elder might actually win. So it's galvanizing them, and the polls are indicating that tons of Democrats are going to turn out and vote no on the recall, which invalidates whether Larry Elder is the first, second, or third of the alternate candidates. There's 46 people.
Someone who is clever will say that the Democrats were racists because they voted against a black man.
A lot of people think Larry Elder is a racist.
Oh, yeah, because they do. Because he doesn't play along with the company script.
Larry Elder is a fascinating, complex individual. I uncovered a podcast that I did with him about a year and a half ago, before we had an inkling that, or he even had an inkling, at least publicly, that he'd be running for high office. And it's fascinating. I'm going to be playing it on a lot of our shows. I'll share some of it with you in the coming weeks if his candidacy turns into something more than just a flash in the pan. Let's go to number 8. Joe Rogan, the famous podcaster and comedian and sports announcer and kind of an interesting character.
And unfunny. I don't think he's funny at all.
I don't follow Joe Rogan that much other than knowing what his career's about. But he has COVID-19, but he seems okay.
Right.
Liz Cheney is at number 7. She became the co-chair of the January 6th committee.
Yeah. I like her.
So they, she's certainly.
I didn't like her father, but I kind of like her because she's got some starch and she's standing up to the people who would otherwise want to push her around. And I like that. Not only one, but I like it in anybody. And you look at some of the stuff, by the way, the January 6th, they still show the picture of that guy with makeup on his face and the, wearing the horns as the, he's the face of January 6th. He was, and I think he was found, I forget the guy's name, he was found guilty of something this week, wasn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
He's guilty of bad makeup, that's for sure.
For sure, I mean, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
What a schmendrick.
Another great.
I love laying those words on you. Mm-hmm. At number five, we have Madison Crawthorn. Kevin McCarthy at four, Greg Abbott. Hey, Abbott! At number three, Ron DeSantis at two, and Joe Biden at number one. Figured I'd get it all in before the break.
All right, so we figured out that Joe Rogan is not funny. Here's a name that might not make it into the list, but because of his conversation, once again, a so-called conservative talk radio personality named Eric Erickson. You think that's his real name? I don't know. I don't know this guy.
I think it is.
It is his real name. Okay. Anyway, he's on WSB in Atlanta. He lost a member of his family to COVID, and I'm not sure where he's been before, but he's been very vocal this past week talking about organized efforts to undermine trust in the vaccine. He says it's evil and it's a sin. So maybe we pick up
Talk about that.
I think that's important to talk about, which we will as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. Set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Power outages continued in Louisiana and Mississippi for hundreds of thousands of people many days after Hurricane Ida roared through the region. Thursday, outage tracker PowerOutage.us showed about 34,000 customers in Mississippi were without power, and more than 904,000 in Louisiana were left in the dark. Entergy New Orleans CEO Deanna Rodriguez said they still don't know when power will be restored in New Orleans. Entergy Louisiana CEO Philip May said power would be restored to most customers in the greater Baton Rouge area by September 8th. It should be noted Louisiana faces a critical shortage of fuel that's hampering recovery efforts, and the recovery process is expected to be quite a lengthy one. Governor John Bel Edwards said gas station outages are mounting in Louisiana's two biggest cities, with a staggering 68.5% of gas stations in Baton Rouge out of gas. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
The Supreme Court of the United States has upheld the new Texas abortion law called the Heartbeat Law, making it illegal for a woman to get an abortion after 6 weeks in an attempt to save the lives of unborn children. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki taking questions on President Biden's pro-abortion stance.
Why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected.
Live action president Lila Rose on Fox News believes saving lives matters.
Well, it's clearly a sexist response, which is ironic coming from someone whose boss is a man. She's saying, because you're a man, you're not allowed to ask this question. You've never been pregnant. And, you know, her boss, President Biden, who's weighing in on a Texas heartbeat abortion law, the president's job as our elected leader, our chief official in this country, is to defend the rights of Americans, not to stand against the most vulnerable Americans' rights, which are children in the womb. And Texas has decided, which is their right, to protect those citizens, to protect those members of their state. Someone who says he's a Catholic and also whose job is to defend the common welfare is actually working actively against our most vulnerable Americans, the unborn.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list that is generated by Talkers Magazine every single week, 52 weeks a year, and Michael Harrison is here each week to go through the list and talk about some of the things that people in the inside, if you will, of Talk Radio, sort of like a can of worms, in a manner of speaking, right?
Some of the there are a number of worms on this list.
Not included in that list, though, is Eric Erickson. We were going to talk about him because he lost a family member to COVID. Oh, and apparently he has talked. I haven't, you know, the rap on many of the so-called conservatives, I don't like that term. I call them right-wingers because I think the word conservative has a more important meaning and connotation to it than refers
there's
to
nuances between right-winger, Republican, and conservative, definitely.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, there was an article in Newsweek this week. Erickson said on his program, "Listen to this, you idiots. What I care deeply about is that some of you are scared of getting the vaccine because you've heard people on the Internet lie to you, people that don't know that they're even lying. They don't know what the truth is. I don't care that you don't want the vaccine, But if you're out there spreading lies and misinformation and disinformation and willfully undermining people's trust with a vaccine, I care about that a great deal. This guy is a lawyer, apparently, right? Is that right?
He's a lawyer.
Councilman?
He's also a and I don't know what the word is, but he's a cleric. He's a religious student.
I remember he and I. Wait a minute. Now I remember at Talkers in June, I met him and we had a conversation. He's a redhead. Heavy set guy.
I think he's a very talented host, and I think he's a good person. I don't know where you're going with this. I'm not up.
I'm
to
making
speed
a statement.
On the
okay,
story.
I'll just tell you, and then you go on about him. My statement here has to do with the underpinning of those people on the air who are quote unquote conservative, i.e., I refer to them as right wingers, and they say. Many of them, Phil Valentine, an example, Mark Bernier, another example of two fellas, good guys, friends of ours, that have died of COVID, and they were on the air talking about the vagaries of the vaccine, don't wear a mask, this, that, and the other thing. And I think that's what, in this circumstance, because Erickson lost somebody in his family the same way that Bernier died and Phil, a painful, horrible death. And so this is his response to people who are saying on the air and off the air that they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the vaccine and the mask, wearing of the mask.
Right. So what is your take on that?
That he is flying counter to and with these other folks.
He's not the only one.
He's
not the
only
one. Well, first of all, all conservatives are not necessarily Mike Lindell or Donald Trump conservatives anymore.
Yes, correct.
Many conservatives say that Donald Trump has a death grip on the GOP because you can't win the damn primary without his support, but then when you have his support, you can't win the general election.
Yeah.
And this is a terrible conundrum. But
excuse me for a second. There's a great lesson in civics in that reality in and of itself, which is a great talk radio conversation about how people don't understand, because we don't teach civics anymore, how important the primary is to the outcome of the election. People don't vote in the primary, but that's where the real decisions are made.
Well, that's why you often wind up with the lesser of two evils, because you get the extremists on both sides, because of the fact that people that are more motivated to vote go to the primary, and then they force the issue. But as far as Erickson, I mean, to me, it's a logical thing that you would change your tune or go against the grain if, in fact, something happens to you or something happens to a member of your family that brings it close to home, and it ceases to be some type of an abstraction. So the thing that makes COVID different than so many of the other social issues that we've been fighting about for years on the air is that COVID strikes everybody personally in their home, in their car, in their business. It's not something that affects
somebody
else.
Everybody is vulnerable. It's not
that's the point.
How much money you have.
Right.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
And that's what that's why this pandemic, and now it's going on almost 2 years, is starting to really affect the fabric of not only the American psyche, this is going on around the world.
Well, I think you make some really good points here, and that's why I wanted to bring up and tie it in, because I always...
But Erickson's a good guy. I mean, not that I am the judge of everybody's character to the core,
but my
knowledge of people in the business, and you know that I support all points of view because I support the platform as being a meeting place for the exercise of the First Amendment.
Yeah,
I don't push one agenda or another, but I occasionally comment on it. But my main comment is to have people have legitimate views.
He is a good guy. I remember having the conversation with him there. Let's go one step further or one step back. What you just said about it sounded like equivalency, the business of people, this sort of speaks to the larger issue that is a talk radio issue, and that is what to believe and who to believe and how to ferret out what's true, what's right, what's just. There's so much controversy, and Erickson speaks to that in this piece in Newsweek, as to what is the content of the information that's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram? Can it be believed? And, you know, it gets, I think you go back around to any bit of information. It's not just on the social media, but how do you know what to believe in general, whether it's listening to the radio to somebody that you believe is right, or reading a newspaper or magazine or some article that comes from TMZ? Is the only difference between stuff that's gossipy on social media versus that which is quote-unquote credible is the definition of the source? I mean, just because you write for the New York Times, that doesn't mean that you write the correct information and that you are correct, especially with the news media being the New York Times is a premier example of a slanted rag, in my estimation. So,
yeah, but then again, you might be slanted in saying that, you know?
I could be. Maybe I am.
Right. No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just simply pointing out that, you know, my view of this is that, you know, okay, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
But we're having problems dealing with the separation of subjective and objective observation.
Mm-hmm. Where are the facts? Isn't that
sometimes there are no facts. Sometimes there's only theory. Sometimes there's only theory, and what happens is we start talking about theory as if it's fact. Look at science.
Right.
Look at science. I mean, most current establishment scientists talk about the Big Bang Theory as a fact. Mm-hmm. It's a theory.
Right.
Einstein's relativity, which really is the foundation of modern thinking for the past 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, it's a theory. It's not proven. We have to understand the difference between credible theories, ridiculous theories, conspiracy theories.
But who's to determine whether it's credible or ridiculous? You?
Yeah, me and you and everybody listening to this. And you have to. And that's why you have to be an adult. That's why you have to be educated. That's why education has to be something that is a teacher should be considered more important than the host of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. But this week, focus on teachers, at least in my neck of the woods. You may have seen this story as well. Teachers who are advocating for positions rather than for just, it's the old question about teaching what to think versus how to think. And there was something in Virginia, it seems to me, that made it onto a talk radio program that I was listening to, the teaching of, it wasn't evolution, but it was something like that. And, you know, how, we get into the business of religion, and my religion teaches me this, therefore I'm going to teach you that in the classroom, whereas a lot of people don't have the same point of view because they don't have the same religion. So for this guy, the fact was, according to what he was taught, A, B, C, and D. But the parents of the children in the classroom say he's got no business teaching that because that's not part of the overall curriculum. But yet there's, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so confusing now. Everybody's got an axe to grind and they want to bring it to the surface and woof. So we're losing, I think we're losing our place. I think we're losing our minds. So let's stop for a minute.
We're going to lose our sponsors if you don't.
Yeah, if we don't play some commercials, right, which we're going to do right now.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. You know, once your genuine gold and silver, like say it's delivered securely to your home, to your doorstep, then what's the best way to safely store it? And how can I go about selling it, you know, once I'm ready to sell it? How do people do that?
Well, for over 40 years, I've recommended putting the majority of it in a safety deposit box. $1 billion in sales I've had in 27 years, I've never had a customer out of 250,000 say, I lost my money from a safety deposit box. That's where I put it. And I've been buying back customers for 27 years. The important thing is to sell to a dealer who specializes in what you're selling. You wouldn't come to a coin dealer to sell rare wine. Likewise, they're different coins, they're different metals. You want to find an expert who specializes in what you got to sell.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. Don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, let's get back to our focus on what's going on in the world of talk radio. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm proud to present Michael and his overview of what's going on in the form of his Michael Harrison interview, the MHInterview.com. This week, a talk radio person, a station owner, and a politician all wrapped into one.
Aha. Amazing. Scott James Matheson of Valdosta, Georgia. Very interesting guy. He owns the station. He's the morning host there for years, and he was elected mayor of the city about a year and a half ago. And he's juggling it all. And it's an interesting conversation. And next week on the podcast, it'll be another guy that juggles a lot of things by the name of Doug Steffen.
Aha! I'll be sure to listen to that. Let's go back to this guy, Matheson, for a second. You said he juggles a lot of things. Did anybody, did he stay on the air when he was running for mayor, or did he take himself off?
Yeah, he did. He got away with
it.
And there have been a couple of attempts to claim he's broken some laws, but the court upholded his position. So he's very well.
How would you describe that? The law says that you can't be on.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Equal time that you have to offer to the opposition.
Yeah.
Maybe that's.
I might be wrong. I don't know. It's all murky to me. Valdosta is a very mysterious place.
It's right in the Florida. It's like
hello,
a Florida.
Valdosta.
Valdosta. Yeah, there are people listening in Valdosta.
I know.
And maybe on that station. I'm trying to remember. Which of the two stations I'm on, I don't remember.
Because
which one
if not, we're going to be off.
Yeah, listen. Hello, Mr. Matheson. How do you do? Mayor Matheson. Michael.
We love you, Mr. Matheson.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now on the DJV. I got to remember what program I'm on. Chuck Curry is going to join us in a moment. We're going to take a trip back in time for another one of his favorite movie memories and look forward to what's going on this weekend right after this.
You gained the quarantine 15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I think I just heard this. So why did they change the theme, the producers of Beyond the Poseidon Adventure? This isn't the same theme that went with the original Poseidon Adventure, is it?
No, it was not. Everything was different about it. But the reason we play that is Ma Common, who is well known for the hit CBS show NCIS, right, turned 70 years old today.
Wow.
Looks great. But he actually was—he was in the cast. He was one of the stars back in the day, 1979, of Irwin Allen's production of Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, a movie that pretty much bombed at the box office. I could watch it as a novelty. I find it very watchable as a sort of a time killer. Michael Caine, Sally Field, Carl Malden, Telly Savalas, Peter Boyle, Mark Harmon, so on. Is that what's his name? Slim Pickens. Pretty silly character in that movie.
Let me ask you something about actors. And Mark Harmon specifically. He was a pretty boy. And he got acting roles because he was a pretty boy. And he had many roles in television, movies, that kind of stuff. He was a constant, he had a constant presence.
So, yeah, he was in a movie called The Presidio with Sean Connery, if you remember, back in the...
he was a bad guy.
I think it was like the... No, yeah, I think he turned out to be, but it was like in like 1990, something like that. But he's a good-looking man. He hit big on NCIS. If people may not remember, because NCIS has been on for 19 years, but it was a spinoff of the TV show JAG with Patrick Bell. So they spun it off, cast Mark Harmon. It hit, like a lot of, the thing about CBS, if a show hits on CBS, that audience is very loyal, has stayed with this show for two decades. Mark Harmon has made an absolute fortune off this show. I believe from what I read, his character, the amount of screen time will be somewhat reduced in season 19 because he doesn't want the heavy workload as he has for the last 18 years. But he's done very well in the industry, Mark Harmon.
His presence in that show and around the show
He's very likable. He's a very likable, calming screen presence to him. So good for him. 7 years old.
Yep, and that show is the most watched television show around the world. There's not another television show produced anywhere that has a larger audience than that show. And that's been the case for half a dozen years, maybe longer than that, that it's been the most watched. And if you look at the list of shows most watched, to your point earlier, Chucker, CBS is the number one network, and I think they have six of, and then you look at the other, the two of the shows are produced by Dick Wolf. If you look at the other shows, they're on NBC, and I think two of those are produced by Dick Wolf. In the top ten.
Here's what's interesting. Back in the day, let's say, remember when ER was a big hit on NBC? Now that aired on Thursday night at 10 o'clock. At the height of ER, 50 million people a week were tuning into ER. 50 million people. Now, a show like NCIS still does very well, sometimes close to 20 million. But in general, network TV, the average show is getting maybe 4 to 6 million viewers, maybe. So it is really eroded over the last 20 years.
What's the big movie of the weekend? What do you think?
There's a Marvel movie, Shang-Chi, which stars an Asian actor. It is a lesser-known Marvel character, but nevertheless, it is a Marvel character expected to have a nice-sized opening weekend.
Is it produced by some Chinese company?
It's a Marvel. No, it is a Marvel production, but it should do pretty well. Reviews are really good.
Chuck Curry, Movie Moments here. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 past the.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.